I know you wanted more in the first half, but still a very creative start to the game, particularly that ball in the
I saw we played really well, especially opening 20 minutes. We created countless chances. You know, it was a bit disheartening not to get more goals out of the first 20 minutes. But, you know, we won 3-0 in the end. Fate is in our hands. You know, we have to go down to Honduras and get a result. But you can tell that all the guys had the right attitude. We really pushed. We worked hard. You know, we could have more goals. But in the end, we won 3-0. Now we're heading on a positive down to Honduras.
You have the speed, guys are finding goals. Talk a bit about the communication and how the team's maturing that way and moving forward and trying to get the results. It's obviously a key thing here to get the set goal on the road or something.
Yeah, like I said before, we've been together for a while, so, you know, this group has been together for many years. We know each other's tendencies. The more we play together, the better we'll be, and you can tell there's an understanding amongst the guys, and we have a good mix of veteran leadership, young guys, some pacey guys, some skillful guys, so it's a great blend. So we have one game left in Honduras, and we need 11 guys that are going to come down there and be committed and ready to fight.
And the importance of that, you had a sense it would come down to Honduras.
Obviously, we're going to be missing two great players, two important players for us, but we have a deep squad, and, you know, this match coming up Tuesday, I don't think it'll be that much about soccer, it'll be about mental attitude, who's going to bring the fight, who's the desire, and I know we have a group that are hungry and committed, and we have to bring it to
you. What did you learn from the last time you won here, step on the way? What are you going to change up, whether it be, what do you say, another, how do you spend your time preparing for that?
I just think the Honduras game, you have to start a lot better than we did in Panama. The first 20 minutes, 15, 20 minutes are going to come at us, I imagine, with the home crowd, so we're going to have to weather the storm most likely. And we're going to have to be compact. All 11 players committed to the cause. And we've experienced group. We've been in pocket half for many years together, and this is the game where we have to come together and bring the results home.
What happened with the Cubans there with the lack of bench players?
I have no idea. I've never seen that. They didn't have any subs, I think, right? So, to be fair, they put in a shift. I mean, they worked hard. I've never seen a team come, an international team come, and not have any substitutes. But they made it hard on us. We created a lot of chances, but they fought to the end. Towards the end, they're doing the typical antics, diving and wasting time. But they put forth a solid effort. But, yeah, definitely bizarre.
Does that change anything mentally, or does it even change your game plan as soon as you notice that they have this?
Well, the message was to get after them. You know, chances are that 11 guys won't last 90 minutes if we dictate the tempo. And I thought we did a good job of that. I thought they tired definitely towards the end. So we got on top of them right from the start. Didn't give them too much. So it was a difficult match for them with no subs for sure.
Your coach said that he deliberately did not tell you guys that there was only 11 players. He knew beforehand. Do you think, and it was so you wouldn't be overconfident. You think that was a good idea, or would you rather know?
Well, the coach didn't tell us, but some guys knew from before, you know, things get around the locker room, but with us, we weren't too concerned with Cuba. It's about us. If we bring the right attitude, bring the right mentality, you know, we have the quality to beat Cuba, and we should score a few more goals tonight, but in the end, we scored 3 goals. We're going down to Honduras. The face is in our hands.
You say, obviously, Honduras is going to possess the ball a lot more than Cuba did. Mm-hmm. So you're going to try and not let them down. That's their mode of operating. They have to try and understand the forward. Tonight, you're able to walk them down the flanks and you left back and right back. Is that something you think will be there as available the next match, or are you going to have to change things up?
I think we'll see how the match starts. If there's space, obviously, I think David Edgar and myself are comfortable going forward, but, you know, most likely we'll be playing for the results, so I don't think we'll be bombing forward like we were today. Obviously, they have players that can punish us on the counterattack, so we'll definitely feel a little more cautious, but, you know, an opportunity presents itself to get forward. I think David and myself will look forward to getting forward, but like I said, this next game will be about guys just competing and just fighting, because, you know, soccer is going to be difficult down there. It's all about the mental attitude.
Do you have? Do you hope you get a nice, quiet place to stay before the game with the horn honking and stuff?
I'm sure we'll be more prepared for that this time around. I think that caught us by surprise, but going into it, it's one game. Winner basically takes all. So we need a good performance Tuesday. We need a committed performance, and I have no doubt we'll do that. All right, man.
Great.
Take care, guys.
Thank you.